Welcome, listeners, to the gathering place of two big bald buddies who dare to delve into the horrors of the unknown. This is the Horror Basement and Beyond, where Johnny and his co-conspirator in all things mysterious, the one and only Jim Jam. They take you on a hair-raising journey through the realms of horrors, where shadows whisper secrets, cryptids lurk in the shadows, and extraterrestrial beings may just be watching. But fear not, because the only truly frightening thing in our basement is our passion for the unexplained. We're not just your average podcast. We're the big bald buddies who bring you a spine-tingling blend of horror, mysterious phenomena, cryptids, aliens, and even a dash of culinary curiosity. Yes, you heard that right. We'll explore the eerie and satiate your appetite for the strange and unusual, while keeping it as funny as we can. So buckle up as we venture into the depths of the horror basement and beyond, where nightmares come to life, mysteries unfold, and two big bald buddies guide you through the unknown with a blend of terror, humor, and a hunger for the unexplained. It's time to face your fears and join us in the darkness. Because down here, every creak, every rustle, and every story has a sinister tale to tell. Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond.
Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond with the big bald buddies, Jim Jam and Johnny. I'm one of your hosts, Johnny. As always, Jim Jam is here with us.
Jim Jam here.
What's up, everyone? Just want to remind you all, don't forget, December 21st, 2023, Big Bob Buddy Meetup 2.
Zanies.
Zanies in Nashville. We will be, Mick Foley's going to be there.
Yep. We'll see what Mick Foley has to say. He's doing, I guess, his little tour or whatever, whatnot.
Yeah, he's going to have some, like we said before, some funny probably stories from wrestling and then a Q&A. So I am going to click here.
See if we get sold out. That'd be cool.
Yeah, and tickets are still available.
Go. You can go to Facebook to Big Ball Buddies. You can just type in Big Bob Buddy Meetup and it might pop up. But if not, just go to zanies.com and look up Mick Foley's.
Yeah, go to the calendar. $30. If you'd like to just come hang out, we're going to get there about 6. That's doors open at 6. Get there around 6. Get Buddy, something to eat or some stuff to eat. John be up there with us. And just wrestling fans, man. You know?
I think it's going to be a blast.
I don't even think you need to be a wrestling fan. If you know who Mick Foley is and you just want to go and enjoy a night out, fuck yeah, man.
Yeah, we're going to try to do more than like going to comedy shows. There's a local one. What was his name? Henry Cho?
Yeah.
He's going to be here in Tullahoma in January. So we'll try to check that out. And then April, we're going to see Tom Segura at Bridgestone. So I think not far or close around that time, Bert Kreischer's gonna be in Clarksville.
Damn.
So,
yeah, there's a comedy festival or something going on in Nashville around at like TPAC. So,
there's probably gonna be a lot of big comedians popping in. So,
yeah, and might have TPAC's to nice. Like, I don't know if you've ever been.
Oh, I've been when I was in school.
Yeah, I like
big old theater.
I like their arrangement better than Bridgestone, I'll be honest.
Their seats are more comfortable.
Yeah, I mean,
they're smaller too, so I don't know. It could be, but they're regular like movie seats, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
And they were added too, so you ain't sitting on like a piece of hard plastic shell.
Yeah, I just think it was better. Like the whole experience, just the way it's set up too. Because, you know, it's for a theater, it's not a, you know, an arena.
Yeah, we'll have to look into
it. But it is what it is, you know.
Comedy festival.
So, this weekend, to start off with, we would hope everyone's doing well in the Clarksville, Nashville area.
Last night, as you're hearing this, it's past, of course, but 12-9, December 9th.
Tornadoes come through Tennessee. I mean, and I guess, like, I was watching that Ryan Hall on YouTube. He does weather, and he predicted this month, like over a month or so ago. He's like, guys, El Nino is coming through, and tornado season, there is one in winter, fall and winter. So this is going to bring big storms. We need to watch out. Be careful. He's right. Tornado come through Clarksville, 6 people got killed in it. Multiple injuries. Feel for their families.
Hendersonville.
Yeah, man.
My sister was without power. She lives out in that area. Someone that I know, his barn got completely demolished, or his little shed or whatever.
I know, like,
I think his roof got tore up.
The Kroger in Springfield, a guy was posting.
Yeah, they got fucked up too.
Yeah, like this, the businesses in front of it just got completely wiped out, and people can't go to work, man. You know.
Yeah.
And it sucks for
a lot of people,
especially around now. Even, you know, it's Christmas time. You can't go to work. You can't get no money. Yeah, you got bills. It's cold. Like, electricity's higher in the winter. Like, it just, there's no relief, man.
I think tonight it's supposed to get down to 29.
Yeah. And
some of these people ain't got no, you know, hopefully for them, like, maybe.
Hopefully,
FEMA will come and help.
I'm sure Red Cross.
Yeah, if not, then some of them might have families they can stay with and whatnot.
It's definitely not the first time area has been hit.
It's going to take a while for their damn insurance to come through and start helping them
and
all that. So
just be safe out there. I mean, weather is going to be up and down, so it's going to be a different winter with the El Nino patterns coming through.
Yeah. We were sitting here watching TV last night and then got a fucking warning. And I'm always confused with a warning and watch. Apparently, the warning is the one that you need to look out for the most. That's the one where a tornado's been spotted.
So it's like be on the watch for a tornado, but the other one's like there possibly is a tornado.
So when we lived in Manchester, I don't remember a siren or ever heard it.
They're only by the square.
Yeah.
That's why.
But apparently, the house we live in now, which you're seeing where we're at, there's one like right through the woods. And we was just sitting watching TV, you know, after we got that warning, and Amy flipped the channel and then kept on hearing we thought it was on TV. And it was like, what the fuck? So I go and open the back door and I posted the video on Facebook and on the Big Ball Buddies TikTok. Dude, talk about a scary
sound.
That sound, and then it was just calm. There was no wind.
The funny thing, it reminded me kind of like of The Mist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the sirens that were going off and nobody was out.
My kids were freaking out. So they were screaming at me like, what are you doing? And I was like, it's nothing. It's not even raining. And it was what they called calm before the storm. So luckily we didn't get that, but you could still see flashing in the background and stuff. My cameras, I got the two Wyze cameras, the pan ones, they were going nuts. They were just like, because I'm flashing.
Oh, yeah.
But there was certain points I would look, and as I got the notification, it looked like daylight from where it was lightning, and because it caught just that flash.
Yeah.
And I looked on it, and it was like, it's pitch black outside. But, yeah, that sound, though, that siren makes, is just a scare. It's giving me cold chills.
Once the storm come to my house, I mean, right when the rain hit, it was hell.
Yeah.
Like, that storm front that moved through brought hell at the very beginning of it. I mean, it was instant. Ting, 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 ting. My brother got out of bed. So, man, I heard it hitting the window.
Yeah. Well, we was watching news, too. I sent Johnny a video of this, but the anchors were kind of confused on a certain part because they were showing the Manchester area where there's a T-dot camera. It's close to the Raider Academy on 111. And they have a huge scoreboard for the football.
It's always on.
It's bright. But with it being so dark because of the storms, you know, it was changing colors, and they were like, I don't know, because, you know, earlier in the day, there was a big explosion somewhere from the storm, and they was kind of thinking that it might have been something like that. And I got to looking where it was at, it's like, no, that's the scoreboard.
Yeah, it changes. Like, it has ads running on it, and they keep it on all the time.
I even called the tip line just like, hey, y'all, that's just the scoreboard. It ain't nothing.
Yeah, so I hope everyone's safe.
Condolences to anybody that, you know,
affected
by this and lost people and all that. Sucks. Mother Nature's a bitch. Sometimes she gets cranky, huh?
Yes. And so we're going to move in. We got some for the Big Ball Buddy Report. I watched It's a Wonderful Knife on AMC Plus. And it was a good movie. It's a good Christmas movie, man. If y'all haven't seen it.
You said it had Jason Long in it, right? Jason Long and who?
Freaking Joel McHale. Yeah, Joel McHale. It's a good movie.
Joel McHale, is that the one that was...
Joel McHale.
Yeah, yeah. What was that show he had? He had a show on E, wasn't it? Comedy Central?
Yeah.
Talk Soup or some shit like that?
Talk Soup is what it was. My brother was asking about that. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a good movie. It's on AMC Plus. I enjoyed it. It's only got 54% on Rotten Tomato, but 72% on Fandango. I think it's good. I recommend going watching it just for the... I wanted to kind of watch a Christmas movie. It's got a 72% audience score.
Yeah.
I wanted to go watch it for the fact of just a Christmas movie, and then I was like looking for one, and then I was like, oh, fuck yeah, there's a new one.
Yeah.
So, boom.
I think we did talk about Godzilla Minor. You talked about you went and saw it.
It's good. Holy shit.
But yeah, well, as Johnny said, it's good. Now it's saying it's the highest grossing live action Japanese film in North America. So, but Godzilla looks fucking crazy.
He's badass, dude.
Looks like he's got longer arms.
Yeah. His arms look short in some of the scenes.
Yeah, like the ones that the Godzillas that the American made, he looked like a fucking...
Well, if you see him at a different perspective, his arms look shorter. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the perspective.
He needs long arms.
Man. Because you can't see how tall he is, so his arms are way shorter than his whole body.
Oh, yeah.
Scroll down a little bit. A little bit, I said. And so it brought in $14.36 million all so far. It's a fantastic movie. If you get a chance and it's still showing where you're at, you haven't watched it, go watch it.
Who do you think will get it on streaming? Because it's a Japanese film, so what movie company?
I don't know what movie company distributed it in the U.S. See, there's always that. You know what I mean? Right?
It's complete Japanese cast, right?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. But there's probably a distribution company in the U.S.
Yeah.
That helped distribute it, correct?
Poster looks pretty cool, don't it?
Yeah.
Johnny, you looked that up.
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
I'm
going to see if...
I haven't saw it yet, but I might check it out on when it comes to streaming. I'm sure, you know, I'm sure there won't be, there will be streaming. It'll probably be, well, definitely, it's probably going to be, what, mid-January, probably when it's streaming or something.
It's just Toho's American subsidiary, Toho International, released the film. So... good for them though. You know what I'm saying? Fucking use what you got and keep all your money yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, because you deserve it, man. These people deserve
it. Well, as big as this movie is made, I'm sure all the streaming services are going to be fighting to get this movie.
I would probably say go Peacock.
No, NBC will probably get it.
Because who owns the rights to all the other Godzilla movies?
Is that Universal? Because NBC is where you. Yes, NBC owns Universal, man.
Let me look. But yeah, Godzilla rights. Sony owns it.
Oh, so does Sony have streaming service? I don't think so.
Don't fucking know, man. Now I'm just like super confused.
No, Sony don't have streaming service. So, damn, I don't know who's gonna fucking
tell us. I would just think that would be an easy way.
That'd be a Netflix or a Amazon Prime. Or they'll probably just have it for rent. I bet a streaming service probably won't get it.
You would probably buy that movie. Yeah. But in all honesty, like, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be worth buying and having on digital anyways.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
But
really enjoyed it.
Well, yeah.
Always.
Well, that's awesome that they made a boatload of money. I guess there'll probably be a sequel. But yeah. Something that's not, I don't know how to intro this. Go ahead.
So we have a superhero talk with Blade, the vampire hunter, the half vampire hunter. So there's going to be a Marvel video game through Bethesda. Which Bethesda was just sold to Microsoft.
Shit.
I'm pretty sure. I think that was Bethesda.
So, Bill Gates.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, they're still sharing stuff with Sony. It'd be interesting to see if. Pretty sure it's Bethesda. They got
Marvel's Blade is what it's called.
Yeah.
So are they gonna do it R rating on it? Or what is it not? I guess like a mature rating for the game. Or is it gonna be like?
I would think so. I mean, it would probably be kind of like a. yeah, I would think so. They're more of an adult rating. We'll see. I wonder if it'll be open world, a mature single player, third person. Hopefully, it'll be kind of open world ish. It'd be kind of cool to be able to drive his car, like Grand Theft Auto ish.
Yeah, that'd be
cool. In an open world, and like you travel around and you go to the missions.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you would really do it. You know, I mean, I'm down for it. I like to see some footage.
Yeah. Well, speaking of video games, last week the Video Game Awards happened. And something that happened is they announced Twisted Metal TV series renewed for season 2 on Peacock. So Samoa Joe will be back, I'm sure, as Sweet Tooth. Went blank on it, sorry. I don't know, Johnny, did you grow up playing Twisted Metal?
I played it, but I mean, it was kind of like, I didn't play it. Like, I'd go to somebody's house, they'd have it, or I'd rent it. And
we used to play it for hours.
Yeah, I sucked at it.
Oh, yeah.
I never played the campaign. So.
I downloaded it, like, because I was like, but I think it was when this is in talks of becoming, and I downloaded one on a PlayStation or something, and I was trying to play it, and holy fuck, I never killed nobody.
Yeah, it's hard.
It didn't seem that hard when I was a kid, but.
But yeah. You played with other people, right?
Yeah, but now it seems like it's impossible. I wonder if, since they got a TV series, if they're going to put out a new game.
I don't know. Probably. But, eventually. I don't think I finished that series.
It's really good. It's really good.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
I finished Gen V. That's pretty good.
So, yeah. Twisted Metal TV
series. Are you looking forward to Twisted Metal TV series? Did you watch the first season? Let us know. All right. So, pinball.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre is getting a pinball machine.
Yeah, Spooky Pinball is... They released a Michael Myers machine. And they're going to release a Texas Chainsaw Massacre one with 888 units released.
Check this out, y'all.
And we watched the video on like a little trailer of the Michael Myers one that they did. It's fucking cool. Oh, man. Dude, so
Johnny wants to have me to guess how much this is. So I will go.
Well, I'm going to go with how much the Halloween, the estimated value of the Halloween edition. And you got to think, these are limited. And pinball machines are hell to make. Like, there's a lot of inner working parts. I'm not good at pinball, but I would probably buy one of these if I had a lot of money and a lot of space. I have zero.
All right.
So, the question is Jim Jam, how much do you think the Halloween, so what this one will be close to as well, more likely, costs? How much do y'all think it costs? Leave us a comment. Let us know.
Well, they're going to tell them, but...
Yeah, but I mean, they can leave a comment now.
Yeah.
In the bottom of the YouTube comment section. Let us know. How much do you think it is? But yeah. Jim Jam.
$3,500.
No. I was thinking $3,500.
That was $45.
No.
So is it 55?
No. Oh, 5,500? Yeah. Oh, no. No.
You got to be fucking...
Estimated value...
65.
Of 7,200 to 8,300 to pretty much $8,400.
Wow.
Yeah. But I will be honest with you. It'd be pretty fucking badass. But these are like hardcore pinball collectors. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? People that have money, they fight after this shit. And this is probably a resale value of it. I'm not sure how much the original.
Well, might be more expensive. I don't know if they had a limited on the other ones, but they're only making 888 of these. So, as you see right here. But it looks fucking awesome. And, you know, I think it probably has the sounds from the movie and all that. So, and look at, I think in the speakers right here, it's got Texas. I think, does that look like the shape of Texas, Johnny?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Custom speech by original hitchhiker Ed Neal. Narration and voice by Scott Eames. Voice legend Scott Eames. Full assets from the classic 1974 film Murderous Music by Matt Kennedy Montgomery.
My bad, guys. Oh, no, never mind.
What?
Standard edition initial payment. And the Bloodsucker edition initial payment. $1,000, just a down payment. Yeah. Oh, yeah. $8,300. And that's the standard for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. How much do you think the limited edition will be?
About 10.
9 G's. So, yeah, $10,000 in the state of Tennessee with the 10.9%, tax.
That's insane. You think they'll sell out?
Yes. I think they will. There's horror fans that have a lot of money.
I wish I had 10 G's to just throw on a pinball machine. But, yeah.
Direct print standard body cabinet is $1,500 extra. Wow. They got a Looney Tunes version, Rick and Morty cabinet, Halloween cabinet, decals for $250. It's pretty cool, though, man. Oh, shit. Hold on. There's a collector's edition. $96.99. So, yeah, that could be a down payment on a house for me that I don't have.
All right, so moving on to the last topic we got in the Big Bald Buddies report. A24 secures multi-year streaming deal with Warner Brothers Discovery. So, if you're fans of A24, which only the ones I'm really a fan of is more, you know, like X and what was the other one?
Pearl.
And then can't wait to see Maxine. It should be out this coming year. Do we have an official release date on that one, Maxine? Let's see what this is. A24 is doing the Friday the 13th TV series. So, what's it got? A wrestling picture.
Maxine.
Probably spelled with 2-3 X's, right?
It is.
Looks like I got a date. Yeah, it probably does, but. Yeah, they do a lot of the artsy films, don't they? So,
all we know is that it'll be released in 2024.
Oh, okay. Well.
They just filmed it this year, so.
Yeah, we'll probably get, I don't even think we have we only had like a little sneak peek, but I will get a better trailer when they have a release date. So, yeah, A24, you know, doing it big.
So, what that essentially means is that it will drop on HBO, on Max, and Cinemax. You'll be able, if you own it, if you don't have the app, but you have it on your TV, you know, you'll be able to see A24 movies, right?
Yeah.
Trying to find some, like, Oh, they did the Ex Machina.
They got over 100 titles.
Or Ex Machina.
But what I'm saying is...
That's pretty good. Ex Machina was pretty good.
Like, I'm thinking A24 is going to be the next Blumhouse.
They did the Witch.
The Witch?
Yeah, Vivitch. The Vivitch. Oh, they had the streaming rights. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, I'm down. You know, I got HBO, so...
All right, so... last week we this is listener stories. Still haven't figured out what we can call this, but this is off Reddit. I posted on Fortean Research.
Fortean,
and I guess I fucked up and wasn't supposed to do that, so they blocked me from posting on there. But someone was able to make a comment still because sorry, this has been removed. But the comment stayed. But we read part of the story, and I guess we're going to
finish if you know, it. If you remember, they worked at a college.
Yeah.
And they seen all kinds of shadow figures and a monkey laughing and playing.
This is from Process Creative 5306. But where do we leave off?
Seen a young man with dreadlocks and went up on a gazebo to charge the company phone and left. And I came back several times to check it, which was no problem. I don't know. This person, I still think might have schizophrenia.
You think so?
Yeah. It's like this one, he says, how would you feel if you got tired from walking, sat on an air conditioning unit, then you hear it clawing up the wall behind you. When you turn around, you continue to hear it, but you could not see anything in this well-lit area. Then to patrol or walk in an area and feel something watching you, that you cannot see or see a Bigfoot emerge through an enclosed utility trailer and mind speak to you to say he was there to protect you while you watch him walking fast across the parking lot, open a door in midair and step into it and him... and the door disappeared. You may think the things that touch you at night are relatives. It may be, and it may be something else. My father could not explain the things that were happening to him in his own house, yet he called my name because I told what I saw, heard, and felt. You can call me names if you want to, but there are things in and of this world that cannot be explained so far. Why are these ghost entities attracted to some people and not others? Why some people see them and others do not? And he goes on, he said, I have also seen one emerge through the ground without moving a speck of dirt, smiling as he emerged through it. Was I afraid? No. Why? Because I did not sense he was evil. Inquisitive? Yes. We often wonder if our ancestors visit us in our dreams. I would say yes. My grandmother used to visit me a lot, and I would tell my mother. I do not know if she believed any of the things I told her. Often angels visit us in our dreams to check upon us. They may look like a total stranger, but they know you very well. They may have been there when you entered the world, but you cannot remember. After taking a sleep study, I was asked, did I dream okay? I told the lady, did I sleep well because my eyes kept moving. I told her, I guess I was just tired. She said, you were dreaming about something. In our dreams, we learn to calculate and figure out solutions to problems that we have or are about to encounter. Somehow, we just have yet to encounter the things that visit us in our dreams or during the night to ask them what they are here for and why are they visiting me. I was told by a ghost, it was not my time yet, that someone has plans for me. I wish the plan can come through so I can pay my bills and help others.
Well, man, that's really happening, man. That's wild, but
hopefully. I mean, you're really in touch. Like, if there's no mental issue, should probably not. I mean, really.
That's some heavy shit. We appreciate Process Creative 503 on Fortune Research Reddit for
Okay, I was just curious. But yeah. I don't know. One dude said he saw the Phoenix Lights. It's a very long time ago. It was at night.
Basically a glowing blob in the sky that kept changing colors. Sort of like an aurora
borealis.
Except Phoenix, Arizona is two parts of it. Oh, hell yeah. Also, what did I say? Republican?
Repulsive Purple 133.
Appreciate y'all. And 4TN Research, thanks for taking our post down, but leaving the comments up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I won't be able to post there anymore, unfortunately. But, yeah, appreciate people sending those in. I think we got, let's see, okay. We got a, what's going to happen? Hold on. So Bigfoot chases and attacks boy in Bell County, Kentucky strip mine. Thought there'd be a video, but I guess not.
So a group of four boys on four-wheelers are riding on an old strip mine road. They noticed what they thought was a huge stump on the road. Stump moves and all hell breaks loose. Hello, sir. This is a story told by me by a good friend that I go to church with.
I know 100% that this is a true story. All right, let's get to it. Well, as the story goes, several teenage boys were doing their normal thing around here, teaming up and going forward and riding in the old strip mine roads and logging roads. This is a normal thing around here and fun thing to do on the weekends. Some of the four-wheelers had two boys per four-wheeler, in total 5 to 8 people in the riding party. Let's see. Road they were on went towards this big thing. As it got closer, it started coming toward them. And, of course, they hit the gas on the four-wheeler and tried to hurry past the massive creature. At this point, the Bigfoot really started chasing the four-wheelers. The Bigfoot cuts down the ridge to try and cut the boys off. The first few riders make it past the area where the Bigfoot is coming to, but my friend's brother, who is on the back of the four-wheeler with two people on it, are in the end riding group line. Well, the Bigfoot makes it to the cutoff point and almost the same time as the last four-wheeler and the two boys on it. The Bigfoot makes a grab for the boy on the back of the four-wheeler. This is my friend's brother. It either grabs him slightly or the four-wheeler, not sure, and almost rips him off the four-wheeler, but due to speed, they ripped loose from the Bigfoot. Of course, these boys are scared almost to death about it, and now, all these years later, it is very hard to get them to even speak about it. I talked to my friend and maybe getting his brother to tell me more in detail, and can't hardly talk about it without breaking down and crying.
God. It'd be wild. Have a Bigfoot chase you.
Yeah. That would be scariest. But, like, when we just come back, because we went to a haunt Friday night.
Yeah.
For a Christmas haunt, for a toy drive. And the roads getting there is damn very, like, one-way road, kind of, with canopy trees almost. Just creepy as fuck. So I could imagine, you know, a Bigfoot running out. We did see like a deer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that was kind of creepy. It was like, you know,
super dark road, yeah. Back road. Really, it's supposed to be in two lanes, but it's essentially one. If some other car got on that road, you'd have to
really like get
close to the edge, which there wasn't much of an edge because the edge was
right on
the trees.
Trees and fence line, but So we got this right here, if I found on Reddit. Gray alien caught on film in forest. So we'll move over to full screen.
8 to 10 feet tall.
Yeah, so y'all tell us what y'all think. Got a transition?
I haven't seen this.
So I don't think there might be audio, but yeah, right there.
fused on what?
Right there.
Yeah.
That would be hard to be a person in costume. Oh, hold on. Look at more. Eyes right there.
Yeah.
Bruh, what would you do if you saw that in the woods?
I'd be like, ha ha, real funny.
You wouldn't believe it.
Joe coming down. I wouldn't believe it.
If you don't think that was real?
No, because it had a spotlight on it.
Oh, and it didn't even acknowledge him?
Yeah, and it didn't even acknowledge him. Then again, though, that one on the left is brightened up. See?
They do have a spotlight, and they don't acknowledge them, so.
Yeah, that's what's a little funny about it.
I always say I want to believe in this stuff. But,
as a skeptic, I'm a skeptic first.
Yeah.
I gotta have to have proof. I'm not just gonna blindly believe it.
Yeah.
I wanna try to get it explained. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But this right here, I didn't even get intro of that. I did last time. But this is kind of crazy. I saw this just scrolling through TikTok. Let's just watch it and we'll kind of talk about it together. I'm gonna mute it because it'll echo if not. No, here we go. But look at this, Johnny. This whole island is just moving. Like it come unattached. Come unattached, and it's just, and he's in this video, this dude he's talking about, it's moving against the current.
Yeah.
Hold on. I was trying to skip ahead.
Yeah, skip ahead and find the island again. I'll pause it.
Hold on, let me get it more where it's all the way in the frame. Because I don't want to make it look like there's something pushing it or some shit. Because it does get all the way in the frame, but there it goes.
This is what I'm going to say. It's an island with signs on it.
Yeah.
And fake birds. See them birds?
So you think it's just fake?
It's a boat.
How you know?
I looked through the comments. Yeah, it's a boat.
Well, Johnny,
it may look like an island.
That is fucking phenomenal, though. But they did a very good job.
Here's the question: why would an island have signs on it? That little bitty ass island?
Because it was in the middle of the river, so they
would. But why would you put signs on it?
For like maybe people wanted directions or just doing it for some. I don't know.
Think about it. Like that's a little bitty ass island.
But whoever, that's real trees on that damn.
Yeah, it's a billionaire, like a multi millionaire.
He's just very odd. And what can he see out of it?
I mean, I guess. I just seen like if you look it up, moving islands. That's a picture of like somebody coming. Like if you look that up, it's a local guy owns it. Because look at them fucking birds. They're just fake. They're not even moving.
Holy cow, that's crazy, man. Damn,
man. Who got money, man? Who got money and time?
Oh, well. Yeah, obviously, that's why we're a team. We looked up the comment. I just thought it was weird moving island. But,
yeah.
But still, it's pretty fucking wild, though.
But that dumbass that went on national television.
It was moving against the current.
Yeah. I mean, that's where it gets me.
I wonder if he ever found it. Looked
at it. You're like, a fucking dumbass. You didn't look into it. Like, I don't know how old that video is, though. That could be pretty fucking old. I just seen the comments that said that it was a boat.
Moving island is a boat.
Yeah, moving island boat. So I don't know. What do y'all think?
Floating island was comfortable. Remember, used personal boat to. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, because once I seen it, I was like, that don't look right. Let me go to these comments. And I was like, no, Yeah, that's what I thought. Fake.
Fuck you, boogers. All right, so this next video I got, this is a dead alien, apparently.
What is that, underwater?
Kind of seems like it, but of course, you know, no one can get damn HD footage. But it does look like it'd be underwater. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Well, I mean, come on, dude. If that's not underwater, then why?
I don't know. I could blink, but well, it's dead.
That is some of the worst footage.
Yeah, that's
pretty. Let me make my footage hazy. Yeah. Oh, totally real. That's not water either. That's just on the ground.
Yeah, that's just wind blowing or him moving it.
But my thing
is, it looks like light snow.
Yeah, you can't clean your fucking camera lens.
Johnny's a sticker bear. He carries around a little cloth.
I carry around the cloth from
glasses. He did it to Dawn at the hunt.
I'm telling you, man, you're going to take videos. You need your lens clean.
Yeah.
You better have your fucking lenses clean. So your cameras.
So
we're trying to do it real.
They did a pretty good job on the sculpture of this alien, though, if it's fake.
I mean, because it's not. Phones now are high def.
Yeah.
Everyone that finds a fucking Bigfoot or alien got the worst cell phones.
Usually.
All right, they got the $30 Walmart track phone.
So we got another Bigfoot here.
They got the Dollar General special.
I got them
$15 fucking.
Yeah. But now we got a Bigfoot video here. Look at this, Johnny. Look at that.
Oh yeah. I thought that was his back, but no, that's his face. The biggest face I've ever seen in my life. Oh,
shit. Here, yeah, I'll check it out right here. Look, see right here.
Doesn't look like wood at all. Yeah.
There's his nose.
I know. It doesn't look like it's been carved or sculpted at all.
Someone moving it around? He's looking at you.
Yeah, I know.
It's not wood.
No, totally not.
That is a person. In a fucking costume. Oh. Why? See, that's what I was saying. Why you got a fucking
ear? Because they can't make it great. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't have it be
is it
perfect.
Real? Do y'all think it's real? All right. So, for our last video in the behind the basement door, we have, this is in Poland, and this is in someone's attic. I'm going to mute us for a minute and play the audio. Is it playing? Yeah. Just watch this.
Jezu, jak to Oda tak walczy? Ja pierdzielę.
So he got hold of me.
They look. It's in the car. They're looking at it.
No, totalnie. Ja dostaję tylko 5000 zł. Idź pan do. Uważaj.
You don't hear nothing? You hear it. That's the only sound it made him sound.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
A ty ją widzicie w ogóle?
Nie.
See what it looks like. Come on. Show me. Blue ball.
Thank you.
him as a kid. His dad.
What do you mean, hold him?
Hold the fucking straight, boy.
I made Johnny angry.
Yeah, these videos, man. Like, what they did was they took a cop video, right?
Yeah.
At the beginning, and then they cut that and pieced in their own stupid video.
Yeah.
And showed it. Yeah. Fucking
hoax. I see it now.
Debunked.
I see it now how it looks like.
Yeah, debunked. I got you. Because if you notice, the hole in the wall was sideways, but yet they were looking up.
Funny.
Yeah, I'm a debunker,
guys.
Fuck yeah. I'm like over here dropping bunker bombs on them, man.
Hey, if you got any
fucking hurt my hands, dude.
Stories or anything like that, submit to us. You can email us at tnhorror@gmail.com or you can send the link to 931-325-9755. You can leave a voicemail. The phone number is on what?
Feel how hot it is?
Yeah.
It hurts, dude.
But, yeah, you leave us a voicemail, your experience, whatever, your comments, concerns. Don't leave no damn incriminating footage. We don't want to be involved in all that.
Or do if you have a $100,000 reward. I'm not saying we'll snitch on you, but.
Yeah. But, yeah, December 21st, Zanies, Nashville, Tennessee. Mick Foley, Big Ball Buddies Meetup 2, we're going to be there. John's going to be there.
It's going to be fun, man.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited. Good time. I'm so hoping I'm off that Friday.
Yeah, hell yeah. Please, I can call out because you lose holiday, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking shit.
Yeah, it's a whole week.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm going tired. I don't care. The day before shut down. Fuck that.
But yeah, hey, we appreciate everybody that listens, everybody that comments. We're getting a big, a lot of traction on YouTube. It seems like we always come. Everybody, usually it's the same people.
I appreciate that.
Some new people commenting.
Appreciate that. So
we're
much.
Up to 3,673 followers on TikTok.
Yeah.
You gotta see the video we uploaded for the night of the haunt. Me and Johnny tried nachos.
That's not the best lighting.
No, but we tried a nachos Jack Link.
Yeah.
But you just go to our...
Definitely need to go check that one out, because...
That's some funny stuff.
I did some funny... Yeah.
Anyways.
Out of the blue, it's just like, yeah.
Go check out our TikTok, the Big Ball Buddies.
Stupid.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Just have a good time. Yeah, there's a lot of fun videos in there. You get to know about all kinds of food products and snacks, whether or not they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
Oh, yeah.
We ain't bullshitting you.
As long as, because I just signed a offer letter. Got to go do Wednesday, which the day this comes out, no, Tuesday. It'll be the day after when you hear this. But I got to go take my drug test and my physical. I'm going to be Mr. Mountain Dew, y'all. You selling that hard Mountain Dew. So, start that. So, hopefully, I have a little bit of time built up because we're planning on, hopefully, in the spring, to try to make it to Chicago for a little weekend getaway.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it all depends. Yeah. I would like to.
Go see some friends up there in Chicago, old Pato and
Angela.
Go hang out and, yeah, see what
I'm going to eat some thin crust pizza.
We got to eat deep dish, too. Isn't that what they're... Oh, you being a smart ass.
No, dude, like a lot of people, like in Illinois and Chicago, are like, "Fuck deep dish, thin crust is where it's at." Because there's like a thin crust pizza that is made in that area. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I would love to. I want to try the deep dish, but a lot of people say it's just a casserole. That's what's. It's so funny to me, yeah. on the debates of pizza. You know what I'm saying? New Yorkers say, "Oh, Chicago deep dish is casserole," but yeah, it's funny. I want to try both. I'm all about pizza, though. I eat pizza fucking once or twice a week.
So come back to our come back next week. We'll have more spooky stories, videos, horror news, all that. We got one Mr. Jam just sent through, and we'll talk about the new M. Night Shyamalan movie.
And quickly, on the pizza note. Let me know if Little Caesars is better up north. I've had this conversation before, but please let me know. I need to get on TikTok and just fucking ask. Is Little Caesars better up north? Because it sucks down here.
They're deep dish. They're deep dish. Not bad. I like it.
It's better than regular. Yes, 100%, man. But I hear people talk about how great it is up there in Michigan, where it's from. And I'm just wondering, like, do ingredients fucking get worse as they go south?
Whoa.
But their fucking regular is trash.
Yeah.
I'd much rather eat a frozen pizza any day of the week. Sorry.
So I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for listening. 9 years of this shit.
We're going on 9 years.
Yeah, 9 years. My bad. But thank y'all again. I guess that's all we got, Johnny. We out.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Jim Jam and Johnny in the Horror Basement and beyond. Please follow, like, share, and rate us wherever you listen to us.